Hi, everyone. This is Dave Charest, content manager here at Constant Contact, and welcome to another episode of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. It's a lovely fall day here in Waltham, Massachusetts. Oh, it is. Don't shake your head now. And I'm drinking a lovely pumpkin ale, and it looks like the rest of the team here at the Speakeasy Roundtable is also drinking pumpkin ale, well, except for one, so we'll let you figure out who that is in a second. Who's with me here today?
Hi, I'm Erica Ayotte. I'm our social media manager, and I'm one of the ones drinking a pumpkin UFO.
Mm. I am Danielle Cormier, and I am a social media specialist, and I am drinking an Angry Orchard cider.
Also delicious.
Well, it's still, like, fall festive.
It is.
Cider, pumpkin.
What makes it angry?
No. Maybe that it got picked.
Yeah, maybe.
If you drink too many of them, you get very violent.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Just keep an eye on you.
I'm Kristen Curtis, and I am a social media specialist, and I am obviously drinking a pumpkin UFO.
Obviously. So, today we're going to talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday. So, for those of you who don't know what Small Business Saturday is, it's an event that was started by MX. This is its third year.
Yep.
And it takes place on this year, Saturday, November 24th, and it sits between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And it was a day they created to encourage people to shop small on that Saturday between those two very lucrative shopping
days. Right,
because
those are
the
days right after Thanksgiving.
Exactly, right after Thanksgiving. So you got Cyber Friday, right?
No,
Cyber Monday, sorry. Black Friday. Cyber Monday.
There you go.
There we go.
That sounds so old school.
Yeah,
Cyber Monday.
Cyber. So, I mean, the cool thing about this is, right, that last year, according to Amex, 103 million consumers participated. So this was really a great opportunity for small businesses to kind of ride the coattails, if you will, of Amex promoting this. You know, we promote Small Business Saturday. You know, I think it's this great opportunity.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think the thing is that when people go out shopping, they're looking for deals. They're they have this extra couple of days off or this and they're trying to get a jump on their holiday shopping. And the thing is that Small Business Saturday is trying to get folks to make sure that they think of their local businesses and the small businesses in their community, and to support those in addition to going to any of the other stores they may be able to go to. So it's a way to shine the spotlight on small businesses collectively and to get people thinking, like, this is where you should spend your money, which is great.
Yeah, which is really great. So, you know, I don't know if anybody has participated last year, but one of the things that we've done is we've created actually this toolkit. And also Amex has a bunch of resources available for you as well to help you kind of take advantage of this and help get the word out. And in our toolkit, you know, we've actually put together a toolkit that helps you kind of think about your plan for Small Business Saturday, how you're going to actually get the word out, how you're going to kind of execute on that plan, and how you can really extend that for the rest of the year. Because the cool thing is, right, is that just because somebody comes in your store for that particular day, it's a great opportunity for you to capture their contact information, get them on your email list, so you can kind of continue with that throughout the year. Some of the things that, you know, we also provide with the toolkit are ways for you to kind of get the word out about the special day, right? So we have signage that you can hang in the store so when shoppers are coming into your place of business that they can find out about it. We also provide you with some images that you can share on your Facebook page. And Danielle, maybe you can talk a little bit about images and how important those are and how that's a kind of a cool way to get the word out.
Yeah, images are definitely important. I was just looking at a study today that posts get most of their engagement right in the newsfeed, and so you want to stand out. And with a photo, you definitely do that compared to just a text or a link. And with the toolkit, there's 5 different photos, and they're nice and bright, and they highlight what the day is when it's coming up. So we definitely recommend maybe posting those and even pinning them at the top of your timeline leading up to the Small Business Saturday.
And I think it's important to point out, too, with the toolkit is that we start with your goal. So what is your goal for the Small Business Saturday, or what's your goal for the holiday season? And really, we take that goal, and then we help you translate that into content for either your email list, for your Facebook page. Again, like Dave was saying, signage. And so really, the hub of it, is the middle of the center of it, is that goal. And then all the different pieces that you can use to help get you to that goal is what the toolkit is really all about.
Yeah, I think that's really the important thing. I mean, all of it kind of comes around figuring out what that goal is and then creating an offer that's going to really kind of, one, you know, be attractive to your potential customers, but also help you achieve those goals. And I think that's a really cool thing. And yeah, as you mentioned, the first part of the toolkit is taking you through a four-step process to kind of figure that out. Another thing to kind of think about, too, is that, you know, we're talking, what is it? We're in October right now, and we're talking about, well, it's actually next month. So it's really like time right now to start really thinking about your plan for how you're going to do this. I know in the toolkit we kind of lay out, we suggest a 5-week plan of
right, beginning October
promotion.
20th.
Yeah, and you know, depending on what your situation is, you may or may not be able to do that, which is cool. But at least you want to try to get, you know, if you have an email list or something, you want to try to get at least 3 email messages out to people, letting them know about it.
We also have the small business themed email templates and social campaign templates too. So if you are a customer, you have access to those, and if you're not, you can also sign up for the free trial and use those to promote your offer as well.
Yeah, and I think it's important to realize too that, you know, a lot of these shoppers on this weekend are bargain hunting, mm-hmm. and they do want a deal. But the other thing to remember is that your offer doesn't necessarily have to be a discount. I mean, part of your goal is to get people in your store or on your website, wherever your location is, whether mm-hmm. that's online or in person. Mm-hmm. And so you can structure an offer that is compelling, but not necessarily a, you know, 25% off. It could be, you know, get a free cupcake when you come into the bakery or whatever it may be to increase foot traffic.
Also offer a discount for the following year. Maybe you have a slow month in January or February and you know that you can say, hey, you mm-hmm. can come back and use this 10% off coupon if you purchase something today. So it's a good way to sort of continue the success throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point, and I think, again, once again, you know, proves the importance of really making sure that you're capturing contact information from people when they come in, because that's a great point, right? They come into the store for this one thing, they take advantage of your Small Business Saturday offer, and then, you know, you send out a thank you after the day has happened and say, hey, thanks for coming in, it was great to have you in the store, here's a coupon mm-hmm. that you can use, again, like you just said, in your, you know, a slower part of the year or something. So you're getting them to come back. It's really kind of looking at how you can keep in touch with them and get them coming back to the store. You're not just having them come in for that one time.
Yeah, these shoppers are going to be super busy too. They're probably trying to hit a bunch of stores in one day, so make it easy for them to sign up for your email list. This is a great opportunity to try using a QR code or the text-to-join feature. That way it's not hard for you to get your contact information.
Do you want to talk about the text-to-join feature? So
sure, yeah. Did you want to...
Yeah, sure. I guess I could basically, if you're a customer with Constant Contact, you can sign up for text to join. And mm-hmm. essentially what that is that customers that are in your store can just text a short numerical code to to whatever your username is, and then they'll get a text back saying, hey, do you want to join our email list? And mm-hmm. it's just all through SMS messaging.
Yep. So they just send their email address over through that, and it'll get added automatically to your Constant Contact list.
Right.
So that's pretty. So there's a number of ways that you can kind of take advantage of this, right, at the store. I mean, clearly there's the old-fashioned way where you just have a regular sign-up list on your countertop. We also have there's text to join, there's scan to join. If you want to put QR codes around the store, you can have people just scan the QR code if that's the type of audience that you have that's into the, you know, the newer technology.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to get them on your list there.
The text to join allows you also to print out a sign to put onto your storefront showing people how easy it is, and mm-hmm. this is the number and this is the keyword to use to join the mailing list. So.
Right. Exactly. You could even have two. Like if you have a text to join sign, you could also have the sign up list at your register just to
those users that want to do it either way.
Yeah.
Good type of options.
Right, exactly. And I think the other thing too to remember is that part of the reason why Amex created this is because they really believe that small businesses can have an advantage over larger businesses, and I think the key point is that small businesses usually have a much more strong emotional connection mm-hmm. with their customers. They know who mm-hmm. their customers are. There's that tie is much stronger than it is with your average big box store. But what small businesses need help with is just getting the word out there, because
yeah.
they're just smaller, and it's, you know, it's just harder to rise above that noise. And that's really the point of Small Business Saturday, and the point of giving small businesses this toolkit, is to be able to level that playing field a little bit and to make sure that they're heard above the din of the bigger guys.
I think this kind of also falls back onto the kind of what we call the engagement marketing cycle, right?
Right.
And I think this is the great advantage that small businesses have, is that it's so easy for a small business to control the experience that they give their customers, as compared to a big brand or a big box type of store, where
right.
where the employees aren't necessarily in control of that. And you know, a perfect example would be just recently, my wife and I went to a new restaurant, and my wife had asked, it was a small sub shop or whatever, and had asked if they sell rice pudding. My wife is part Lebanese, and they have when they make rice pudding, they use rose water in it, and it's really delicious. And you know, and the woman behind the thing, it was a family owned shop, and like, yeah, my mom hasn't made it in a while, and she's like, but you know what? Call us, you know, if you think you're going to be coming on the weekend, give us a few days, and I'll have her make it for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is a wow.
Right?
That's
there
exactly.
we go. Right? And then we're like, ah. Oh. And I've gone there like 2 or 3 more times with my daughters already, and like the family, and it's like
right.
simple things like that are just like, you know, you're never going to get that in a place that's not a small business. And I think that's the beauty of it. And when we talk about that engagement marketing cycle, right, it starts with doing things like that.
Right.
And it's just simple stuff, right?
And it's not expensive.
No,
it's not
exactly.
complicated.
And you get that wow. And then you kind of, once that
Then you
happens,
talk about it on a podcast.
Yep.
And thousands
yeah, yeah,
of people hear
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. But that's the thing. It gets people talking, right? And those are perfect opportunities to entice people, once you've provided that type of experience for somebody, to entice them to join your list so that you can continually engage with them and connect with you in different places. And I think that's kind of the beauty of, you know, thinking about days like this, where somebody like Amex is setting up this opportunity for you to kind of get the word out about it's this special day. You're going to probably get a lot more foot traffic into your store than you normally would if you promote it, or web traffic, whatever it is. And, you know, you just need to capitalize on those moments so that you can have more people on your list and more people that you can contact throughout the year.
And I was actually just about to say that I think that most people would rather shop locally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they need to know you're there and who you are.
Yep.
And this is a prime opportunity to show people they're going to be out anyway. They're going to be looking for you. Advertise with the small business information,
yeah.
Small
right.
Business Saturday, and then wow them that day with, you know, these cool little email tools like we were talking about, with the QR codes and with the
yeah.
text. I mean, that's
yeah.
it's a little thing, but it's cool for people who haven't seen it before to go, wow, that's really neat. And you know, they'll come back to you. You're local. They want to support you.
And I think the important point to remember, or another important point to remember, is that you can't really start just on that day. Really, like what
yeah.
the toolkit mm-hmm. emphasizes is that you really need to start a couple weeks ahead of time
yeah.
to start your promotions. And you know, when we talk about engagement, that isn't necessarily just online, that's
yeah.
offline, and it's really connecting those two experiences if you have a brick and mortar store.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, start those, you know, Facebook posts, or use a social campaign, or, you know, make sure that you're beginning to fire up that word of mouth engine ahead of time, so that when, you know, folks are going out on Small Business Saturday ready to shop, you're the one that they think of first.
Yeah. And I think that's really why we kind of designed this toolkit for a couple of reasons on the concept of time, right? One, we know small businesses are time-starved, and they don't have a lot of time to kind of plan. So that's why we kind of laid out this plan. There's a lot of information here that you can literally just copy and paste. We've provided images for you to use, you know, so that way it's not like you have to, oh, great, I have to create all this stuff.
Right.
No, we've given you the stuff so you can just get in there and just use it.
Right.
You know, and then you can look at the plan, and if you think about how busy you are, your customers are just as busy and getting inundated with information from other businesses as well, is that, you know, sometimes you need to, the reason why we say to kind of plan out and think of over multiple messages is because, you know what, I'm not always thinking about what I'm going to be doing on that Saturday, or where I'm going to be shopping or whatever. And sometimes
Kristen is,
because
she's
yeah.
extremely organized.
Exactly.
But if you're not Kristen.
Right. But, there, you know, you need some, you know, multiple touches in terms of, like, you know, letting people know it's coming and then reminding them that it's this weekend, you know. And if you don't do that, you're losing an opportunity just to, because I could have the full intention to be like, oh yeah, Saturday, I totally want to go to this place and go, you know, spend some money.
Yeah,
spend some
but
cash.
Then things happen during the week, you know how your day goes, and then you just forget, and then it could be like Saturday and be like, oh man, I totally forgot to do that. But if you send out that reminder, it's like, oh yeah, I remember to do that.
Right.
So those are just important things to think about. And you know, I hope if you're thinking of participating, which I hope you are, in Small Business Saturday, that you give the toolkit a shot and let us know how it works out for you.
So real quick, where can you find those toolkits?
So you can go to, first of all, you can visit our Facebook page and go to the Small Business Saturday tab to
mm-hmm.
download the toolkit. It's right at the top, right there. And you can also visit our website, which
yep.
is the
contentcontent.com/small-business-saturday/index. Or you don't have to write the index.
We'll include the links in the blog post here for you at the end so you can know where to get that. Do we have – well, I mean, I think the tip, I guess, for this week, unless you have something – special, but I think the tip would be to make sure you download the toolkit and take
right.
advantage of Small Business Saturday. I mean, it's a great opportunity to get more business and, as we mentioned, you know, to extend that business throughout the rest of the year. So I guess that's it. If everybody else has anything else to add. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time. And for Kristen, this is bye now.